Sweet rolls. Once again, welcome to
listeners. Just sang this song about Stockholm.
Yes, we did.
Very old song.
It's not a very good song.
No,
no, it's not.
It's not.
Hence the laughter.
Cheesy.
Yes.
Hey, Ingela, welcome to Sweden Rolls.
Thank you very much.
Will you get shot at
that's
without any provocation whatsoever?
Any warning whatsoever, yes. It just came my way.
Okay. I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm so glad that Matthias Edbo is here also, and Anneli Heed. We are playing Mutineer Zero by Fria Ligan, Free League Publishing.
Woohoo!
And, you're three mutated animal misfits in the big city.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Feel like a Crocodile Dundee
it is a bit.
Thing, almost.
Like, yeah, we're not as cool.
No. Not even
yet.
Close.
Yet.
Yeah.
Not
that's yet. That's true, yeah.
We're, plucking up our courage.
Yeah, better reference.
We may get there, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll see when we start the mutated adventure. Okay, GM is picking up the dice, making the roll. So, do you want to roll for your armor, Ingela?
Yes, I will.
One success, taking away one of mine.
Hmm.
That means that you only get 2 damage.
Okay, so that...
Brings you up
brings
to...
Brings up to 4.
Out of 5.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right.
It is. But yes, it is. I know.
Okay, sorry. Stating the obvious.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad.
What happened to the bucket?
It could happen to anyone.
Exactly. I don't care about you. Where's the bucket?
Okay, where does the shot come from?
Well, actually, the shot goes through your hockey padding.
Ow.
And you just fall backwards onto the slope that you were just coming down from.
Mm-hmm.
And you spill out all the buckets.
Oh.
Of course, that's maybe not
the
your
shame.
Priority right now.
Well, it is Elton's, but yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, the water. And it seems to be coming from, like, straight ahead.
Straight ahead.
Probably towards the ferry.
Okay.
And you just heard a bang and you heard a shoo, sound of a bullet.
Oh, that was a mighty bullet.
How are you? What happened?
Oh,
are you okay?
It just shot me straight back. I couldn't keep my balance.
Where'd it come from?
Oh, it's straight over there.
Maybe there's going to be more. We're going to hide.
You see, Dorga starts like waving her hands like, no, it's just me. It's Dorga. It's Dorga, the water trader. Don't shoot! These are friends! These are friends of mine!
Thank God we came with you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks.
How are you? Let me see. How are you wounded?
Well, I feel a bit bruised here. I mean, it went straight through the padding.
Oh, dear. Dorga, you have to tell them that we're not enemies.
Yes, I'm shouting.
Yes,
I'm shouting. I'm shouting. Yes, of course.
Well, I can feel that there's bruising and I think that there's a bit of blood coming out as well.
Oh dear! Can you walk?
Does
can
it
you...
hurt?
Well, it's bleeding and
yeah.
I do.
It's hurting because you can have one of the I don't know if it's like medicine or I don't know, but you can have one of the pills.
Ooh, do you think it'll help?
Yeah, I mean I don't know, but it could.
I'll try one then.
Okay.
I'll try anything at this point.
Try it.
It's really starting to sting and hurt
now.
Yeah,
so here you go. And he hands over one of the little pills to her.
And the moose takes one pill.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I take 2?
I think it's good to start with only one. We don't know what it does really, so maybe...
Well, she's really big. I mean, maybe she needs
true.
More.
I'll take 2.
You
I'll
know,
just take
yeah,
2.
Here's one extra.
It'll be
you
fine.
Want one
I'll
more? Just tell me because I got more of these. Okay.
Have you got many?
Yeah, I mean,
I'll take 2 then.
Like 30
I'll take 2
in
then.
Here.
The moose takes the 2 pills. Ooh. Okay. Ooh.
It's only been a couple of seconds.
Ooh, yes. But This is quite mighty.
No.
The pain's gone.
It
really?
Is.
Really?
The pain's completely
really?
Gone.
These are magical.
Stop. You can't just make up what they are.
Oh, come on.
Just det, så heter hon det.
Wings are growing out on my back.
Oh,
I was just I see the sun.
Yeah. And I see, oh yes, that's this, teleport you guys to the.
I thought we could improvise.
Mm-hmm. And you help the moose up and you start walking towards the floating fortress.
Well, yeah, if it seems that they've stopped firing.
Oh yes, of course. Yeah. Otherwise there would have come shots.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, our friend has helped us by waving his arms.
Her arms, yeah.
Her arms.
She was shouting. She was shouting.
She,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She used her own arms, so she was flapping them.
Her own arms?
Yeah, she was like waving his her arms. Own arms. And then I said, her
arms.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, you're so slow. Just kidding.
We're doing that.
Touché, Emily. Touché.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks.
Touché.
Good vibe good. Around the table here.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
But it upped the banter.
Yeah.
Elton goes, oh, I'm so sorry, Dolga, about your water. We surely didn't need to spill it.
Oh, no, never mind. It's quite okay. Did the bullet go through any of the buckets, though? Let's see now. No,
why did she
didn't.
Care so much
no,
about the bucket?
No, it just went through me.
Elton, why?
Yes, that is, of course, I mean, dreadful as well.
She's so interested in the buckets. I'm like, oh, how's the buckets? I mean, I'm wondering, why are they so important to you?
They're essential for my trade, don't you see?
Oh, yeah, of course. But you're really kind of obsessed over the buckets. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
What's your
I'm
trade?
Sorry.
What's your trade?
My? Oh, well, I scavenge.
Yeah.
I find.
Okay,
things.
So you collect things in a bag?
In my backpack, yeah.
Then what if there was a hole in that bag so things kept falling out?
That would suck so immensely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry if I offended you in any way.
That's the way for me in buckets.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't open my mouth, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, we all appreciate a fine bucket, don't we?
Don't take any offense. It's not that, but I mean...
But I just say things without thinking.
I'm just trying
sometimes.
To explain so that you can understand. I don't know. You're so strange.
I'm not strange.
You're a badger.
I think that's quite
different.
Enough
you're
of that.
Badger.
Stop arguing, you two.
Well, I'm not arguing.
I mean, we, you know, we're all safe
an
now
argument.
And oh. We're all here and yeah. And mm-hmm. Let's get on with it. Not
okay.
Argue so
I
much.
I just want to say sorry to everybody, okay? Okay.
Nothing to apologize for. I apologize as well if I had a rough tone. It wasn't my intention.
It's okay.
We did spill all the water. I'm sorry about that.
Well, you got shot, so.
Yes.
And as you trek down the slope towards the place where the lifeboats are heading, and as you come down to the water, the moose suddenly feels energized. Extremely energized. You feel like dancing and jumping and running.
Binga dinga gadung gangung. Binga dinga gadung. Ooh.
What's happening?
Oh, I don't know.
Why
I feel,
are you saying
I feel
that?
The antlers are shaking. And
what are you doing?
Ooh. Ooh. I've never felt like this before. Ooh. Oh, Elton,
what's,
on. Let's
Elton,
have a little dance.
What's wrong with her?
Oh,
Elton,
jump up.
Calm her down.
Why
jump
not?
Tell her a story.
Can
you hear the music?
Why is she doing that?
Can you hear it?
You're scaring me.
No, I think it's quite infectious,
come on,
actually.
Come on,
Gretzky. Come on, Gretzky.
Oh, dear. What did I do to the dooga-dinga?
Come on now. Come
you're
on.
You're scaring me.
Grab me hands.
Boom-ga-dinga.
I'm sweet.
Boom-ba-dinga.
This is quite fun.
It's a disease of some way. It's a disease of some... I mean... Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
did
my.
You drink something?
Oh, I'm thirsty.
Oh.
We should have had some water.
Well,
oh,
now
that's right.
I know.
Come to think
now
of it,
I
there
know.
Was the letter E on each individual pill.
Really?
Dinga-dinga, boom-ga-ga-dinga.
That might be a clue.
Yeah. Elton, I think I know what's wrong with her.
Oh.
Maybe it's one of the pills I gave her. I gave her two of them.
Oh, great. I can see three of yous.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I mean.
So, I mean, it must have been the pills. It must have been the pills because I'm not... I don't know what it is. And look at her. She's crazy.
I think you're right, but I mean, still, she's looks quite happy.
Yeah. So what? What is your? I mean, what do you think?
We should. Well, as long as she's happy, we'll be.
But she's a little bit too happy. She's scaring me.
Well, she's. I know she's big and happy. And
her hoofs are everywhere. It's like.
Whoosh.
Crazy. So what do you suggest we do? Because we can't go on the boat with her like this. We can't.
The crazy moose, you mean?
Yeah.
The lifeboat arrives.
Oh, shit.
And the people paddling it look up at you like...
Did they see the Dimba Dinginga?
Yeah, they saw all of the Dimba Dinginga. And they are like, just... What? What the fuck have you brought, Dorga? What are they?
Hello.
And what's that? Is it safe?
This is our friend. She's safe. She's just crazy.
No, everything's all right.
I feel so happy. I've never felt this happy in my life.
Oh, happy
I
for you.
I love this. I love the humans and I love the boat.
Just full of love.
And I love this city and all the tall buildings.
Yes.
Beautiful. Have you seen anything quite as beautiful in your life? Let me lie down for a minute.
Elton, what can we do? We need to calm her down. I mean, because she's scaring that. We need
maybe
to just get
could,
on the boat,
yes,
and then we need to...
Yes, maybe you could lie down in the boat, Shakespeare, right?
Oh, in the boat. I'd love to see the boat.
I mean, in the small boat.
We can go into the little boat here. You can go there and sit here and be quiet.
Can I
try
sit
to
in
be
the
quiet?
Raft here?
Yeah. Yes. Can you try to be a little bit quiet?
Okay. And the moose gets down into one of the rafts.
Wait. I mean, Dorga, why have you brought them? Why? You can't come... What? Do you have something to bring? Do you have something to trade?
I have this. This.
And he brings up the tape recorder from his backpack and he shows it. He holds on tight to it, though.
Yeah.
But he shows it. He's like, I got this. See?
Okay.
It's an electricity thingy.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be really valuable, so yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm sure we can just go to the boat and...
They suddenly seem very anxious to get going, and they almost like pull you down into the boat. Yeah, come on, let's get it over with. And they start paddling you over, and you come over to the ferry, the Viking Line ferry, and they have an opening, a rope ladder hanging down from an opening, 10 meters, 30 feet up onto the ferry.
Yep. Mm.
And they say... Yeah, come on, just get up, come on.
Yeah,
Oh, you're tilting the boat, what are we doing?
Elton, help me, wait with Shakespeare.
Yes, Shakespeare, just step here on this
ladder. There's a big party upstairs and they're waiting
tight,
for you.
Hold on tight.
They're waiting for you.
I'm trying to, it's quite dizzy now.
Gretzky will push on you from
behind. Oh yeah, I'm pushing. Push. And upstairs is a big party waiting for you.
Oh, is it really?
It's your honor. Come on, quick.
I can hear the music coming from there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm pushing.
So we're right behind you, Shakespeare.
Push.
Full of moose males and stuff like that. Yeah.
And the moose gets up onto the boat, finally, after much pushing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the hooves aren't quite... that's not hooves.
Hooves before, too. Oh, they are hooves, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Aren't they hooves?
They're hooves.
Okay, yeah.
Don't you have hands?
Oh, I have hands and hoofs.
You have
hands and hoofs. Okay.
Well, feet are hoofs and the hands are hands, huh?
You have to be.
Feet are hoofs and the hands are hands. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm so happy with
that. It's quite difficult to get up the rope ladder with that, and you also have a gunshot wound in your shoulder
and some pills in my body.
Yes, yeah,
and
like...
some pills in your body. So it's an interesting climb for sure, but you do get up there and you do get onto the ferry, and as you get up there, you come into a big open space, and it's full of people, humans as far as the eye can see.
Oh.
And they're all just looking at you, gawking, just like, what?
Are they looking at us?
Ooh,
hello.
I told you there was a party.
It seems we're quite the attraction.
I think yep. so. I don't mind being looked at now. I feel quite happy. Hello.
Yeah. Ooh, they're drawing the attention to
Hello, everyone.
Let's
Hello.
Wave to hey. Them. Hello.
We are the talking animals.
Yes,
we are the talking animals. don't be angry at
They
us.
Look like they're a bit scared of us.
Yeah.
Hello, let's approach them.
Mm. Yeah, the crowd is parting before you, and you see from atop a staircase, you see a man and a woman coming down the stairs, and they have much fancier clothes than all the rest. They're dressed up like in basically like 18th century court clothes, mm-hmm. like from something from the court of Louis at Versailles or something. And they say, "We have guests. Interesting, very interesting. Walking, talking animals. What is your business here? We wonder. Yes, what is your business here? We wonder."
I feel Elton, you speak.
Okay. Oh, well, we are here to... We have come from Paradise Valley all the way here to this city of humans to, share our wisdom.
Wisdom?
Share our...
Wisdom.
Our stuff.
Stuff?
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. And also to find the way to Eden and maybe get some grub on the way.
Eden, yes.
Eden, they're looking for Eden. Yeah. They're looking for Eden. Eden, Eden, they're looking for Eden. Did you hear that?
Good job, Elton. Good job.
Is that okay?
Yes, good job. Eden.
Very nice. Nicely done.
Do you know the clues?
So we can start with any of those things in any order.
What do you know about this Eden place?
He will tell you, but he needs some, grub first, because he get visions, you know. He can foresee things, events that can happen.
See into the future.
Yeah. He sees into the future, and he's really hungry, and so are we.
Yes, mm-hmm. I can only get some grub.
We can arrange some food for you, of course.
Fantastic.
Lovely.
Be arranged, yeah. Of course.
Thank you.
Welcome to the floating fortress.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're very humble and happy.
My name is Elton 39.
And I'm Shakespeare 73.
And I'm Gretzky 99, but you can just call me Gretzky or call me whatever. I'm a badger. You can just say badger. Or, you know, I'm just going to be here. Just say anything to me. Okay.
He likes to talk.
So do we all.
Arrange for some grub for our esteemed guests.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the crowd is parting, and it seems like they want you to head in that direction.
Okay,
so we do.
Mm-hmm. You go into a fairy restaurant, mm-hmm. bistro mm-hmm. thing.
Bistro. Nice.
And they set up a table for you there.
Ooh. Oh, this is nice.
White linen cloth and all that.
I was kidding.
I was just going to say that. Ooh, is it
like a buffet? With
musicians
playing. Do they have like vegan stuff?
They have a troubadour sitting in the corner singing Hotel California.
I can never leave.
Ooh, wonderful. Is there karaoke as well?
Ooh, mini disco.
Oh well, I'm starving now.
Look. Mm-hmm. They're hospitable.
They're hospitable, yeah, yes.
There's some fruits and there are some kind of birds, you would guess.
Oh.
Some kind of
birds.
Yes. Barbecued birds.
Bird.
Barbecued birds. Bird barbecued.
So how do you eat them just like that?
Just stuff them in your mouth and smile.
A question, can anybody hear them if they talk now? I mean, if they talk to each other sitting at the table, can they talk like
no,
a huddle?
No, you can't have a huddle because people are really crowding around you and just looking at you.
Good.
But just nod at them and smile.
Smiling and nodding, nodding and smiling. Yeah.
And the man and the woman approach as well and they sit down opposite you by the table.
I don't think we've had the pleasure of Who are you dining with? An introduction.
Yes, of course. We haven't introduced ourselves. I am Frampton. This is my sister, Tula.
Much obliged.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Pleasure meeting you.
Welcome once again.
Thank you very much.
Now, you were saying about Eden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had some clues.
Yes, sort of. We actually met some humans and a machine and another human with the scales and they said, what was it that they said now
well,
again?
They mentioned that the excuse me, they mentioned that there is a kind of a paradise, the ultimate paradise.
Ultimate paradise.
That exists far away, but nobody. Well, at least they hadn't seen it or been there yet.
And then you told them of the book.
Oh, yes.
See, with the cross.
A book with a cross.
The cross on it is a symbol. Mm.
And then when we came to this world, we found that cross on the top of some of the tall ones.
Yes.
The talls.
Mm.
And the book speaks of Eden.
Yes, it does. Several times.
Yep. It just says Eden, 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 Eden.
Well, in the beginning, yes.
Yep. And then it stops.
Well,
did you actually read the book?
I don't think
Gretzky.
No, but I saw the word because she pointed it out to me, and then I was like Eden, and then I looked for it, and I was like, I wanted to know what it was about, but I didn't read it because I can't read. So,
but it was in the book.
There's a lot of Eden.
Do you have this book?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Not anymore.
We sort of gave it away to get water, and then we spilled the water.
Yeah. We
had,
this had
a book with clues to Eden, and you gave it away.
Well,
we were frightfully thirsty.
Other thing instead, we had this really cool. He grabs the tape recorder from his backpack. We have this. Look.
He looks at it, stretches out his hand, takes it.
This looks interesting.
See? Yeah?
See if we can find some batteries for this one.
What is it?
What did you say?
Let's see if we can find some batteries for it.
Batteries?
Yeah,
batteries.
Something to do with electricity. I know.
I think it might do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a machine, so, yep.
Well, our Gretzky, he's very good with those things.
I really like stuff with electricity. I really like that stuff, so, and I'm kind of good at it as well, so if it doesn't work or anything, and I can maybe fix it. Yeah.
I would like one of you guys to roll for sense emotion.
I have I'm quite good at it. 3 failures.
No successes.
No, not pushing that.
Not pushing that. Okay, well then. Yeah, everything just feels so good. You're being welcomed here, and they give you food, and it's just such a lovely time.
Can someone else try as well?
We're all relaxing around the table.
Yeah, having a good time.
Oh,
eating,
yes.
Enjoying the food.
Meat for the first time in
a long time.
A long time, a month at least.
Birds. Mm.
Birds.
Fowl. White meat.
Probably filthy city pigeons.
It's a dove. Yeah.
Ooh, yum.
Flying rats.
Oh yes.
Yep.
The meat is a bit tough.
Mm.
Enjoying your meal, isn't it nice?
Oh, very much so, yes.
Yeah, fantastic, we love it.
No, trekking through the wilderness, actually you don't find much good grub, as it were.
No.
And this is splendid.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Really nice.
Do you have something to drink?
Yes, of course, yes. Haven't they brought drinks? Oh. I will see to it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
maybe.
You.
Yeah. Yes. And the man just... And they bring another of these cans.
Ooh, oh, wow. I know this. I know this. This is like the best. I love this. Thank you. Oh.
You love the Coke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it called the... Okay. Really nice. It's so sweet and it tickles.
We added in another building and it was very strong and...
Oh, really?
It picked me up, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not that it seems that you would need a pick-me-up right now, do you?
Well, you know, I'm actually starting to feel a bit different now and coming down from I don't know what, really. Hello?
Hello?
Well, I got more of them.
You're still here?
I mean,
I suppose you're tired.
Well, we have been walking for days and weeks and...
Mm-hmm. I've arranged for some beds for you. You can lay down and rest.
Nice, thank you.
Sleep safely. Probably for the first time in a long time.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, thank you
very much. Do you have an extra long one? I am quite tall.
Unfortunately, long beds are scarce on this vessel.
I'll keep my legs outside. It's okay.
Yes.
And then tomorrow, well, I can scribe for you, and I can help you with your needs.
It's really good.
You need to find something or, you know.
Someone.
That sounds perfect.
I'm very good at that.
You're most welcome to the Floating Fortress.
Thank you
very much.
And you are led to a cabin where you can go in. There's like four bunk beds, you know.
Mm. Is Dorga with us?
Nope.
Mm.
And as you go in, they close the door and the door locks.
From the outside?
Yep.
That's not good.
Oops.
Well, hello.
Are they in the same room?
Yes, you're all in the same room.
Okay, good. Huddle time.
What if we need to get out?
Guys.
What happened? Excuse me.
Hello?
Elton tries the door.
Guys.
No, it's locked.
That was not necessary.
No. I've been feeling from the start that, I mean, they sound kind of like... When they talk, they sound kind of mean. I don't know, I get this feeling.
Did speak in a strange tongue, did they not?
Hold on. Like, there's nothing that says that they're not still friendly. Maybe they're just protecting us from something.
Why do they need to lock the door?
Well, maybe there are thieves on here, and they want to, you know, for our own safety.
I don't think it's for our safety. I think they're up to something. I think they're kind of mean. There's something going on.
But they gave us food.
I just get a hunch, okay? I mean, I'm kind of used to, like, people being kind of mean to me, so I feel that.
Well, we can either sleep on it or try to break down the door. What shall it be?
I need rest.
Me too.
You really do, so let's do that.
We know if you're actually worried that something might happen, or, you know, they might be mean, as you say, maybe we could just put something in front of the door. And if they choose to come in and be more mean, well, we would wake up in time.
We could, let's put...
What?
Well, no, there's this little stool here. A little stool.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to hinder anybody from...
It's quite little, but what else can we put? We can maybe... there's some cushions.
Well, if they open the door, at least it's going to make some sound. It might wake
That's
up.
True.
Yeah.
Mm. Or do you know what? Because I'm so tall and I can't lie down on the bed.
You want to sit in front of the door?
I could.
Thanks.
That's a good
idea,
actually.
I'd fall asleep leaning against the wall.
Cool.
All right. You fall asleep, and you stuffed yourselves so full of grub that you've eaten several rations of it, which means that you actually heal up during the night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you wake up to a brand new morning. The sun is almost penetrating the thick clouds and hitting the water outside of your small round window.
Oh, that was the best night's sleep I've had in ages.
Best sleep ever.
I feel really refreshed and almost 10 years younger, I'd say.
Well, you look it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would say 15 years younger.
Then you'd not be born, would you?
No.
We're a bit stiff in the back, sitting. It's all right, though. Oh, did you see the sun streaming in? Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And we're on a boat, so it's kind of nice, you know.
How do we get out now?
Let's try the door again.
Let's try it.
Maybe it's open.
It is locked.
Okay, so we should...
Could you maybe try, you know, knocking on the door?
Yes, yes, I'll try to knock quite decisively. Moose knocks on the door.
What?
Oh, there's somebody outside. Hello, we are three guests here on the floating fortress, and we would like to be let out.
Pretty please. Please?
I'll check.
He'll check.
And you hear footsteps.
He'll check.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure everything will be fine.
Of course it will.
And yeah, after about 5 minutes, you hear the lock turning.
Oh.
See?
Oh. Oh. Thank goodness for that. Suspicious. Goodness for that. Okay.
The door opens and the hallway is filled with people. Curious people who want to see the curious guests.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Here we are again.
Yeah. There they are. Look at them. Look at them. Do you see them? Do you see how big she is?
Ooh. Talking animals.
This is a bit of a shock to the sister first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
One of them holds up a magazine towards Elton and like, is this you?
Oh.
And it says Super Hero Ninja Turtles.
Say yes. Say
let me see. Oh, yes. That's my first cousin.
Donatello?
And I wink at him.
Leonardo?
Donatello?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
It does look like you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. That's amazing.
Very cool. You're well known in this world.
Mm, yeah, yes, I know. Mm. I feel I might have come finally to find my place.
Yes. Ooh. Okay, which direction should we go now?
Oh, come here. This way.
Okay. Let's follow them.
Yes.
Then. Thank you very much.
Yep. There's a stairway that goes from deck to deck, like a central staircase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you entered the boat. You're being led past the staircase to a room, a dark room. And you hear sounds coming from inside. And there's music. And there's someone shooting. And there's people laughing.
Ooh. Whatever's that? It's
very strange. And you walk into a small cinema where four people are sitting alone watching an action movie.
Oh.
What are those?
Watching the heavens. What is this?
There are giant, like, humans in the big window.
Yes. They have guns.
Yeah.
Everyone out.
Doc. We have to dock.
It's amazing, isn't it? One of your followers tells you.
What is it?
I don't know. It's some kind of, like, moving pictures.
Oh, it's not real.
Oh.
Oh,
thank heavens.
It's not dangerous?
No, it's not. Huh. It's not. But it's really, really awesome, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit like that picture box that we had, but...
Oh, true.
But they're moving.
Oh.
Are they here?
I think that's
our host.
That's our host, yes.
Good morning.
Hey.
The woman says, pass the moving pictures and bring them in.
Ooh.
Oh.
So good to meet to see you again.
Yeah.
Good morning, as it were.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
We are looking to survive just like the next person.
Yeah.
And, well, you come to the right place. Oh. There's strength in numbers.
Oh, well, what is it that you're watching?
Moving pictures.
Moving pictures.
Yes.
Cool. Very cool. Impressive.
Yes.
So this is like a story.
It's a guy called John McClane.
John McClane.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh. I think I might have read that name somewhere, in one of the paper things that I found before. Yes. Oh, so why?
So you had many stories to tell us yesterday about Eden, and tell us more about your Paradise Valley.
Well,
is it far?
several weeks of walking, yes.
Ah, okay. Never mind that, then.
Let me see. Oh. Ah.
Oh, my goodness. What is he doing?
Elton is sorry. What did you say?
He's a surprise.
Here comes a vision.
It's a physical experience. Look. Oh. Oh, I can see the gates of Eden opening for us all. All we need to do is follow the commands of the heavens. Oh. And then I fake faint.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, what exactly are you trying? What do you want
to... Well, Elton is trying to impress them and make them believe that he's seeing visions of the future. It's, it's a fake act.
Yeah, okay.
The kind he uses to impress people.
Okay. There isn't really a role. It's actually dominate. Yeah. So basically a dominate role, then.
Okay.
Because that's the manipulation role that you can make. But it will be an opposed role, of course, against...
They can't know if I'm telling the truth.
Never do.
Okay, well, I'm rolling for them, so they'll probably not guess anything.
Two successes.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fast. Okay, so please go on with playing out the scene.
Again?
Yeah, but you fake faint.
Yeah. So that's where I ended. And then I sort of lift my head.
Does he do that a lot?
Oh, he does it all the time.
I need water.
He needs water.
Yeah, he needs water.
Yeah, bring him water.
I need the can, the little thing that we had yesterday.
He needs some cocoa.
Another one?
Yes, yeah. The red.
I need
the
it.
The red. You said the name yesterday.
Yeah, bring another coke.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Oh.
I think we need some too.
Yes. I think
we all need some. Yeah.
They don't do anything. Just stare at Elton.
I slowly get to my feet. Oh, what did I say? I can't remember a thing. When it comes over me like that, I'm helpless.
Do you get visions?
What?
Do you get visions?
Yes. I see stuff.
What did you see?
Well, I don't remember. What did I say?
Well, you said you saw the gates of Eden.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I had a vision of Eden.
What did you see?
I saw gates, and they were big, and there was light coming out of them. And around, there were all animals and humans together, and they were standing hand in hand and hoof in hoof. I look at Shakespeare, and all, claw and claw and everything, and it was fantastic.
Where?
It brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Oh. Ooh.
I'm old, but I'm not deaf. I'm sorry. It was mountains around it, and maybe a little bit of grass, maybe. I don't know. I can't be that.
Grass and mountains?
Yes.
Do you have anything like that close by?
No, we don't.
Oh,
now I'm
must
very...
be far away.
Do you ever have false visions?
Never.
Never.
Never,
it's
ever.
Never happened.
Nope.
As long as we've known him, never.
We've known him quite a long time.
Quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
I usually don't get these strong visions.
We were strong this time.
There must
time.
Be something about very this strong. Place that makes me...
You were gurgling, but he never does that.
Sounds fantastic. We insist you stay on the floating fortress as our guests.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will provide you with food, and you will provide us with visions.
Absolutely.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
okay.
If you insist, I'm sure we could make time.
Absolutely, I am.
We insist.
We'd love to. We'd love to hear more stories of the humans and of the old world. We are very curious to know more about it.
And we're curious to know more about your Paradise Valley and your life as animals.
Yeah.
Maybe a tour.
But not right now. We're watching the moving pictures.
Oh, you're watching. Yes. Oh, that's right. Sorry. Oh, right, right.
You
sorry.
May return to your room.
Going back
can
to the
just,
room.
Can we just.
Can we go outside? Can we go
you out? May go back to your room.
Okay.
But,
Yes.
Do they have to be closed? I mean, like, locked?
And you're being, like, shooed away?
Okay, never mind.
Oh, okay.
By some really big dudes and dames.
Okay.
Oh, it was this way, was it?
Yes, I thought it was...
I guess so. Huh, they really want us to move.
Right, so, we go down the corridor again, shall we?
Yeah.
Right.
It's such a sunny day. I would like to have some oak ale.
It would be nice to go back up on deck.
Yep. Doesn't seem to have any use to ask.
Just get some air, maybe?
Up on deck?
Just
they don't even listen to us.
No, boss says no. Boss says go right away.
Okay, well then.
Yeah, okay. Can we open the window in our room? Maybe?
It doesn't open.
Okay. It doesn't open.
We definitely have to go to the room. We can't just go for a little tour.
Boss says room.
I thought I heard the boss say outside wall.
Boss says room, go now, or club in head.
My bad. Sometimes my hearing's kind of...
I don't want another club.
No. Okay, let's go inside the room.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And in much the same manner, days go by and you realize what you, I'm guessing right now, start to suspect that you're staying here.
We're prisoners. We're prisoners.
You're prisoners here.
I certainly knew this a while ago.
They were pretty keen on keeping you here just as entertainment. When you started giving visions, you suddenly became extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Why and, did you do that? I'm also darn clever.
Well, I thought, you know, we needed some kind of advantage.
Something to...
You're not being mistreated. I mean, as long as you don't oppose anything. But, I mean, you're being brought, like, you get some kind of audience with the rulers, Tula and Frenton. And you get food.
Mm.
Not at all the same good food that you got the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just the same old grub as everyone else gets. Which is basically some kind of watery stew.
Ugh.
Quite tasteless. If you're lucky, it's tasteless.
Okay.
Well, is there any way we can flee?
Yeah, that comes to mind.
That is what you are starting to think as the days go by and you realize, you come to the realization that they are not going to let you off this ship.
Nope.
So,
is there anything I can use?
Comprehend. Well, they do have their things. They do have the weapons still. They didn't strip them of their stuff.
So long as you do as you're told, you get to keep all your stuff. Because they don't want any trouble.
But
you do notice that I imagine there's one scene during these days where you start to oppose their will. You're like, no, we want to go up on deck. We want to get some fresh air. We want to go up to see what it's like. Mm. And the result is that they take a random item from you.
No!
Oh, no, don't look at me.
I'm looking at you, Emily.
Oh, what are they taking?
Either the machete or the gun or your backpack.
Shit snacks. Okay.
I'm rolling for it.
Oh, you're rolling for it now.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. You're lucky. The machete.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Because that's what you.
Yeah, we kind of did.
You lay your hand on the handle on the hilt of the machete, and they're like, take it. So
he's like, okay.
So that's when you realize also that, okay, like,
the slightest opposition
comes to a cost.
Yes.
So we'll start making plans, I suppose, the moment we realize that we're stuck, that we're prisoners here.
Absolutely. I think we need to find an escape route.
Oh, for sure. We cannot stay here. I didn't imagine that they would treat us this way. Oh,
they were so kind in the beginning, and they gave us food and everything, and now...
Yeah, when people are kind like that, it's always something. I mean,
well, you did have a hunch, didn't you?
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. We could break the window, but Shakespeare, I'm sorry, I don't think you're going to fit through the window.
Well, not a chance, not
would
even...
Would you like to stay here, Shakespeare?
Well, no, of course I wouldn't
that's
like
just
to
stay.
No, I'm just asking.
No, I...
Would you leave me that?
No,
would you
of course
leave me
not.
Like that?
You wouldn't do that, huh, Elton?
No, I'm just giving you the choice. I mean, we have free will, not at all.
We would want to stay here.
And we don't want to be slaves again,
do we? We already are, I think.
That's what I'm... Yes, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but we should... Okay, what can we do? I mean, I got my backpack with the pills... maybe we could give the pills to try to sneak them in the food of the two rulers and see if they get kind of crazy like you did, Shakespeare. And then we can maybe convince them to sneak out. Is that an idea?
Well, I kind of wanted to keep the pills to myself, but it's worth a try.
Do you have anything better? Because it's also kind of risky and I'm kind of afraid of them, so it's like...
What about the other people, the guards and the things?
They must sleep, don't they?
I suppose
so. In the night, maybe we could sneak away somehow.
We could also, like, my electricity gun, I know it doesn't work on the humans, but we could do this, like, we knock on the door, we hang on the door, and then they come in and we hide, like, under the covers or under the behind the door, or we see somebody sick and then we bang them in the head, like over the head, with my electricity gun, and then we make a run for it. Yeah, and then we make a run for it.
And I can watch you do that, and then you can sneak out.
You can pretend to be sick or something.
Oh, yes.
Because you're valuable, because you have the vision, so you can pretend, no, our friend is sick, and then we hit them over the head, and then we make a run for it.
Hit them also with the antlers.
Yeah, you can antle them.
I'll antle them.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make them come in here and sort of, you know, make them faint with violence. And then we sneak out. And then we can, you know, you're quite big, Shakespeare.
You can just roam in the...
We could, like...
With your antlers.
Maybe we could use these. Elton lifts the covers of the sheets from one of the beds. And hide under it. And they would be very scared seeing moving cloth.
Especially myself being so tall.
Yeah. Guys,
are you guys,
think...
guys going to pretend to be ghosts?
It's the lamest idea
ever. The brilliant idea, the best I've ever heard.
Sorry, it's so lame. They're like, oh shit, it's ghost.
And we can make little holes in the sheets.
Yes.
Ooh. Brilliant idea.
It's super funny, though.
It's great. I love it. And then we jump into a lifeboat and then we push it away.
What could possibly go wrong? I mean...
Let's hit him over the head with the electricity gun and then make a run for it. She can handle her away. Yes. Out of the...
Well, I think just swinging my head back and forth with the antlers will do a great deal of damage.
Just go out there swinging your head.
There are quite a lot of them. That's why I think maybe sneaking is still the way to go. Don't you agree?
And if that doesn't work, I'd...
Okay,
then
we do
the
antler thing.
We have one chance. If we screw this up, I mean, I don't know what they will do, but we have one chance. It feels like it. I mean, they're serious.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just make a decision. What to do?
So then, I think we have a plan. We do as you say, Gretzky.
Okay.
I can say that I'm very sick, and they need to get in here immediately. And then you do your thing with the stick and the gun, and then we sneak out.
Yeah,
absolutely. I can call them, and shall I call them?
Are we ready to do this now? Or
should we sleep on it?
We should.
Let's
wait
do it in
the
middle of the night.
Yeah, in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Dark for dark business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. So you have a plan?
Yes.
Solid.
Waterproof.
Waterproof, yeah.
So the plan is to...
Fake illness
classic. To get the door
it's a very
unlocked.
Classic move.
Yeah, clobber the guards.
When they open the door, we clobber the guards
and
with the
antle the
stick.
Shit out of them.
Who's in the way.
Yeah. Okay.
And then sneak out in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steal a lifeboat and...
And get the hell out of there.
I mean...
Yeah.
Good luck,
easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Yes.
Easy peasy. All right. So any preparations you want to do?
Well, we get the sheets off the beds.
Yeah, for the ghost thing. Yeah.
They're still doing that.
Oh, I thought you were doing the illness
thing. We're not doing
things.
The ghost
thing.
I mean, the ghost thing might be part of the sneaking part
if
of
we
the
have to do it, we have to. Maybe it's... We'll see.
No.
You can just bring the sheets.
Please don't
do
the ghost thing. I mean...
Yeah, in the dark, white sheets is perfect for sneaking.
Oh, no. Come on. Okay. Come on.
But we need to call the guards.
I mean, I'm usually up for the shenanigans, but now it's like, come on, guys.
So before you execute this excellent plan
of
yours,
grand
plan of yours, is there any preparations you want to do? Are there any preparations?
Rumble through my bag.
Okay, what are you looking for?
Everything to help. Everything that can help.
Well, I have to search for something specific.
Okay, pepper spray.
Pepper spray? Okay, yeah sure.
Why not? You know?
Why not?
Ah!
Indeed.
Sorry, I'm getting dice all over the table here.
No successes and one failure.
Can I push?
Yeah, sure. Two successes.
Three.
Yeah!
Three successes. That is one kick-ass pepper spray.
Mm.
That is, that's a super pepper spray.
Yeah, it's the future pepper spray.
It's the futuristic spray. Base pepper
spray.
It's gonna
kill several guards.
Yeah.
Several!
One damage to wits, though. I insist.
You win some, you lose some, you know?
Anything else?
Yeah, I wanna do a real scrying for once.
Oh, not a fake one?
No.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
Alright.
And I wanna see how. No, I'll do the roll first. Okay, then see.
No, you have to tell me what you wanna see first.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to act it out, just tell me what you wanna see.
I want to see us as a group overcoming the guards.
Okay.
And sneaking out into the hallway undetected.
Overcoming the guards or sneaking? You have to pick one.
Sneak.
You go with sneak, okay.
One, two successes.
Ooh, two successes. Hmm? You good with that?
No, I'll push it. I mean, I think we need all the help we can get.
We need all the help we can get.
For sure. One,
two more.
Success. Four successes and no failures, Matthias. Rolling it like a king.
Yeah.
Hellish.
I can see. Once more, my inner eye is opening and I see us sneaking like shadows through the hallways. We're stepping out into fresh air. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm done. Oh, that's what I saw.
Okay.
And you're not faking it this time.
No.
It's for real.
All right. So, the whole scene starts with you yelling, or what do you do to call it?
Should I start yelling?
Start yelling, please.
Start yelling, yes. And while she's doing it, I'll grab some leaves out of my backpack and just mosh them into my face.
Mm-hmm.
And me with some spit so that it looks like I've thrown up, sort of.
Okay.
You get it?
That's good.
No, but I think...
He's ill.
Yeah.
Fake puke.
Okay, fake puke.
On my face.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
So, here I go.
Go.
Help! Help! Moses banging on the door of the cabin. Help! Help!
And that's where we end the episode.
Come on.
In the middle of it.
Grandmaster Plan!
We'll see next week how the Grandmaster Plan works out for you guys. So you have to remember your pepper spray and your four successes.
Yes, please.
I won't remind you.
I'll write it down.
So if you forget them, it's
I will not forget
I'll write it down now.
This.
the most potent pepper spray ever.
Yeah, exactly. Penny's potent pepper spray.
Yeah.
PPP.
PPP.
Okay, we're going for another revolution here, guys. Getting out.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting out.
From the oppressors.
Na, 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 na.
And how that, this sneaking revolution illness with ghosts, how that ends, we will find out next week when Sweden rolls once again. You listen to Sweden Rolls playing Mutant Year Zero by Free League Publishing, starring Anneli Hed, Mattias Redbo, and Ingela Lund. Follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, to get the opportunity to win some awesome giveaways from Lindorm Dice. And we have tons of other cool stuff for you there. We share all kinds of fun stuff. And if you are a huge fan of the show, you might want to consider checking us out on patreon.com/SwedenRolls. There we have tons of cool bonus material for our dear, dear Patreons. You guys are the best. The music for Sweden Rolls is composed and produced by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.